New Municipal District. Joining me on the line now is Independent Councillor Padraig McAvoy. Good morning, Padraig. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Good morning, Hannah, and to all your listeners.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Padraig, your first motion to the council is in relation to road surface repair works. This is near St Bridget's Terrace there in Clane and also between Loch Bollard as well.
That's right, Hannah. The residents in St Bridget's Terrace, one of the older estates in Clane, would have seen footpath repairs in many or most of the footpaths there. But there has been another issue where the road surface has been deteriorating badly in places, and there's been some accidents and individuals come off their bicycles and so forth. So that road surfacing, we were waiting to see when that would happen. It's out to tender. Once a contractor is appointed, a timetable will become available for when that might happen later in this summer. And then in Loch Bollard, a utility provider installed a pipe many years ago in one particular stretch of the internal road. It has failed, and as cars or other vehicles drive over it, it kind of creates a musical melody of cracking concrete. So it has been impacting on nearby homes and residential amenity. That too is out to contract and will be shortly, and probably part of the same bundle of the work with those that works planned for St Bridget's Terrace.
All right. Your next motion then, Padraig, is in relation to the capacity of the footpath at the junction of Main Street and the Prosperous Road, Clane. You're looking for an update to the members on the options previously identified there.
Yeah. So although the report, there's a new set of engineers managing this team, and they weren't aware of a previous commitment. In fact, there's a design concept sitting waiting, or enough of a design concept sitting and waiting to engage with funders such as the NTA. So parents have been sort of advocating for this, children standing at that junction, otherwise known as O'Brien's Corner there, the O'Brien's Sandwich Shop. Large vehicles trail their wheels over the curbs, and there was an accident late last year, and an elderly man was crossing the road, and he ended up underneath a HGV, and it took a while to get him out and recover and so forth. So it is a place where there needs to be care for cars or vehicles passing through the junction. So it depends on funding and resources in the council to progress it. But in the meantime, a lot of housing has started to open up and be occupied at Marmion Walk out the Millicent Road, increasing the footfall coming into the village, people looking to trade in the shops. And it's important that we get the right balance between the vehicle movements passing through the town, which can be saturated a lot of the time, but also ensuring that younger people and older people, as well as other people, have a chance to walk safely across that junction and around the corner of O'Brien's.
All right. And staying on the topic of roads and those spaces for pedestrians and cyclists, you've asked the council to update the committee on plans to enhance space for pedestrians and cyclists on the north side of the OR403 Selbridge Road. What was the response from the council here?
So the team here say they're kind of working to deliver this infrastructure in the location, and they're saying it depends on their funding and third-party engagement. So, first of all, I suppose, to deal with third-party engagement, there's a neighbour there to the property who's been more than generous and willing and supportive of what the council wants to do. So the delays in progressing anything now come down to the council being able to resource both the funding and the engineering team to complete the design. Many people will know that towards the end of July is now firming up for being the opening of the link road through CAP 2, the link road that will sort of take traffic from the existing link road and Selbridge Road up to the Kilcock Road. And that will mean that the traffic flows between the roundabout at Tesco's and the Brooklands housing estate junction will get more intense. And it's important that the drainage issues and the narrow footpath are resolved for the people in that area. So it's trying to keep it on the agenda, particularly with a changeover in the team in the county council. And the verbal report given to the meeting was quite supportive. So it is remains a focus. And as soon as it can unlock the funding and the resources, it could progress.
All right, Padraig, we're also looking at your motion that you shared at the full council meeting. This was a joint one with yourself, Councillor Angela Feeney, Tim Durkin and Brendan Wise. It was asking that the council prepares a report for the elected members on its preparedness for heatwave events. I suppose it's quite a timely one considering the warm weather we have been having the past few weeks. Again, it looks like we're going into another week of high temperatures around 24 or 25 degrees. What did the council say in response to being asked to prepare a report for its preparedness for heatwave events?
So I suppose the context here is there's something called an emergency management action plan. And it's a framework where the local authorities engage with the Department of the Environment, who convene coordination ahead of windstorm or rain flooding events to date. That brings together experts from the HSE, from Met Éireann, perhaps TII, rail experts, and all of the kind of public management stakeholders. And people will remember, you know, the severity from the impact of Storm Owen, and then the weeks for many people in parts of the country where they were without electricity after windstorms. And then we, it's not long since the County Council team were coordinating with the public and local services the threat of flooding in January and February this year with the overfill of Blessington Lake and the risks to residences in Newbridge and in Clane in particular. So it turns out that it's not entirely unpredictable. We're going to have heatwave events. These are not weather events. And to be fair, the weather predicted for this week will spike and peak at around 25 degrees Celsius, which may not impact too many of us. But older people and younger people, people with COPD, people with vulnerable hearts, with renal issues and kidney issues, and some other medical issues, are more at risk to heat events and are learning to adapt to these more frequent and intensive events that are coming with climate change. Maynooth University helped inform some of our preparation for that discussion. There was widespread support among the councillors and the officials as they looked at the different service areas, from roads to the climate action team and other sectors, how they will adapt to ensure that infrastructure and maybe planting and other strategies to deal with overheat or pockets of heat can be planned for into the years ahead. Kildare is the first county, as far as we know, to address this. It's been a predictable need coming for a while. We don't deal with the more extreme end of heat in terms of our emergency action planning in a documented way, but it was welcome to see the council officials engage. It'll go to a thing called the Strategic Policy Committee, where it'll be debated more at depth. And from there, it will also be raised. Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer committed to raising it at the Mid-East Reach Health Forum. And I know there are doctors in the country looking at trying to understand the age demographic that we have in our country, the number of people that are vulnerably more at risk to heat events, and how do we manage long, persistent heat events where there will be probably water shortages, more risks of fires in landscapes, and then in the short or in other terms, what tree planting can we do and tree management in urban areas, as well as considering the needs of people in rural areas to make more, create more resilience and adapt the climate change that's occurring with us at the minute.
All right. And Parg, I also understand that you have an update in relation to the progress of the Clane Library. Is it, you know, reaching another stage? Is construction going ahead well?
Yeah. So some weeks back, there was the public announcement where the funding people at the centre of government came out to mark its impending start. Work has now been underway for a number of weeks. There's been a lot of stripping out of the structures internally. They've sent and shared us photographs to show how the fabric of the building's been changed and altered internally. They're anticipating having to dig down into the ground, and an archaeological licence is due to be decided on or issued shortly for monitoring the site. It's in close proximity to an old graveyard and the church in the town and beside other housing. So it is going to be a very kind of a modern facility, so it does require a lot of rework. It'll be going on for another 15 months, anticipated before there's likely opening up. The County Council committed to periodic updates, and I suppose many people will be going up and down the street, might not be aware of the work going on in the background. But it has been a project planned for 7 years. It has taken a lot to get agreement and funding lined up to do it. But it does promise to be one of the bigger investments in the town over the next few years, and it's something that we're looking forward to.
All right, Páirc, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning. That is independent councillor on the Clanmaynooth Municipal District, Páirc MacFoy, joining for those motions and questions raised at both the Clanmaynooth Municipal District meeting as well as the full council meeting held last week. And an update in relation